things, and they are really related to climate change.
As always, they be the gender specialist for UNDP, Musu Bangura. They talk about how women and Pikin them get for suffer due to this climate change. As he say, now they more can be vulnerable in our society.
To start with, most of the time in case of climate change effects, it depends more on the woman then and the Pikin then. When you look at the gender division of labor in African countries and even in other parts of the world, you realize women they bear the brunt of firewood collection and they do them. They look at water fetching and women they do them. So if there's any climate change impact, it affect them. The women will be there in a community where they work at 2-3 years or get water. You get for go miles because the water already go down, dry up. That affect the woman and they increase the workload on the woman. And then there are other consequences. If you go long distance for get water, the woman and the pikin, it exposes to gender-based violence. We all know that.
And same way, so call on woman them for the involved party strategy planning them for avoid climate change.
What it can for any strategies the woman puts into place, the woman then for daddy, they can even act as whistleblowers. Because if you are somebody being hostler, so I'm the woman in there in the planning, it will call attention. We need to make use of the woman that you presence in the community. Say. Now that they do the brushing, now that they use the firewood, the charcoal. So why not the possible way now they make use of them? Why not put them as part of the planning? Now this now will try to encourage them to make women be part of the planning processes.
Climate change, according to John Rogers, not get for stop if people not stop for the involved activities then where they cause them. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Nina Waniga Ojade report.
And the program where you dey listen to na midday show, it dey meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get a chance for add your voice to the thing dem wey we dey discuss. Send them to the number 077-981-981. 077-981-981 are the number that you for add your voice to the thing dem wey we dey discuss at the program. As I be don introduce me studio guests, we na Peter Makjajua, we na the coordinator for Friends of Nature Organization, we na students them from Comas, as them form this organization for talk but environmental issues and the impact where it creates on health. Before we go inside the environmental issues, tell me about this organization, Friends of Nature Organization.
Friends of Nature Comas be done from like 3 months back with students from College of Medicine who come together. And we write a proposal to Environmental Protection Agency for more get this group na the college, and they be accept the proposal and we get sponsorship with them. Then officially they become partners with we, because we be think say this na the best time for them. We as medical students come together for more create awareness to the general public about environmental issues then and the impact on health. We get so many environmental issues then in our country and they get bokeh impact on health. The motto for this group now, protecting the environment for a greener nature and healthier nation. Also, with this group, we be officially launching on the 2nd of June. We also, we get sponsorship from EPA.
This year?
This year, yes. We will get sponsorship from EPA, one of the Environmental Protection Agency. We like one, thank them and recognize them because of the drive where they make. We happy for them because we believe say environmental issues now an issue of both national and international concern, and issue we one man no go buffet, but now a collaborative effort. We only for come together and more work together. Well, we own angle to come for mainly now for create awareness and sensitization, to help bring out vital point there, to help do research on certain issues that will fit in an issue with the causes environmental, you know, with the lead to this environmental issues there, then we try for the general public on some of these issues there, and try for like change the mindset of people there, because believe say the only way forward now for more change the mindset of people there, as early as then if we will change the mindset of people there and tell and say anything we do to you environment now you say if they ambog, because I put it in this way we then go ambog the environment, cause stick or go dig or sign off or dig or trade or thing as street, do kind of thing to the environment, you become unfriendly to the environment. If this is now suppose you do, but like this in there, whenever you do and now you say if you don't ambog, because anything go for up to an environment, it will affect you, affect you directly, go affect you indirectly. So like as on this issue that we want careful come out to people and more tell them, as well when a medical student there, the health impact them very great, because one thing about environmental issues and health, nothing that we go on in hand, anything they up to the environment, most of the common sickness then now who they face in our country, ranging from the malaria, the TB, the cholera, typhoid, and so many other common sickness then environmental issues then. So now one careful cow up with this then, and therefore tell probably say if you be friendly to your environment, if you handle your environment well, that means say you go live a healthier life, you go live a life will be healthy to you. So next kind of issue I'll go for the bring up to the public health inside then, and we'll target mainly the youth, the young man, the school picking there, because they're young, they say catch them while they are young, we try to change the mindset and try for make sure say they get this positive impact, say yes me country or my environment, and if I protect them, if I protect them tomorrow, it will development to me and I will live a healthier life.
All right, you talk about when they create awareness and self when I do some research, what's the research we wanna do? Tell me about the research we wanna do, and now which area we wanna do this research?
We will not do researches as if we plan for create awareness and do research.
So creating awareness, we get different and plenty organizations and way they deal with climate change and they talk about the environment and all of that. What's new we wanna come with?
Yes, of course, we get so many organizations there, we get so many groups there, we they create awareness, we they with bullet. We don't get that youth group there. You actually wanna like recognize youth group now, the country we they create awareness on environmental issues. And as I say, environmental issues are issue of national concern. And in that you since you then day in the larger number now the country and everywhere in the world, involving you then now this kind of guy there, it can create more impact than any other thing. Because if me as a youth go meet me compete with my intel and say this issue there, and I should be who need for handle, and this now issue of unbogging in the future, we as the young one there, and we don't need for father we see big one that we don't do, we need for like tell and say now some of the things that they do is not fine for we, and if we continue so celebrate tomorrow for more leave. So in that case then they involve in the youth then, so in some kind of issue there, especially when I make a student, we believe people that will like take them with great concern, and people that will listen to more, because of we believe say involving the youth, empowering the youth, because like this also now a form of youth empowerment, empowerment drive. We therefore empower with colleagues and therefore empower the youth population for CCA. They be actively involved in environmental issues. Now make us say we target mainly the schools and the youth groups and also the communities who will say they at a greater risk.
So what's like strategy we wanna go and use, because like I say back, we don't get different organization and institution them, we don't target schools them on environmental issues them. So which when I get different strategy we wanna use for target them schools there? So
yes, of course, as I say, as a youth group, first of all we get for the meet this people that we get a one-on-one talk with them with this school picking there. We try for like tell them say now this is an issue of national concern. Now recently this is like say this climate change, as we listen just now, Salona one of the country then we there at a greater risk for suffer the effect of climate change. You may say this second, but recently I say Salon the number one for so far the impact of climate change. So like we go to the meeting for like do as are there now do sensitization about these issues there. Also, we try for meet these people that are in schools and na the communities there. Try for partner with various organizations there and media houses there. But make sure see the news always go out there. Like as I tell you, we come for stay and we tell create sustainability so that like people don't go know exactly see. We travel involve. We travel involve all these people that are na this guy. This could pick in there. Try the best way for change the mindset. We need to want now for more change the people the mindset. Because believe say if the now one of the issues with Ambogwe as a nation are the mindset of people there. People the mindset is really negative towards issues. So if we try and change the mindset of people then at this country and we start with as I say, we start with the young people. I mean we go to target school picking there. Try to change your mindset and learn to understand exactly see whatever they do it go for Ambogwe in the future. And we now get the future. We now go for day after the generation, we generation now go for live on. So if we try to change your mindset and try for like bring them learning that positive mindset and take issues of national concern as the own personal issue, I think see people then go take this thing serious and we will create the impact we want create.
All right, continue for the with me now the studio. In name na Peter Mark Jajua and him na the coordinator for Friends of Nature organization. When our students them we from commerce we come together for talk and raise awareness on environmental issues and the impact we it creates on health. Continue for the with me at the studio. The program where you listen to now midday show and it meets you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get a chance for add your voice to the team them where we discuss now the studio on the number 0779-81981 or you get a chance for watch me live on we Facebook page on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send your comments on the team them we they discuss that the program. Now we they push the program go before we take another issue inside the program. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development don't confirm say a ministry together with the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development don't suspend but 16 district council will command them from different council them because they allege say then people are not able for account for over 600,000 euro where the European Union being give for development na the Bombali and Kailan district. Maya Moiwo Kaikai na the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development. And inside this interview with Fatima Sisi, he explained how them people here not be able for account for this couple and self say the EU don't ask government for payback this couple.
The EU be don't give money for let we do a lot of activities and now both Bombari District Council and Kailan District Council. But most of the people that have been there now they council them before, most of them have been there Kailan again, you know they Bombari again. But EU, we don't go do an audit. Whether audit be sure say the documentation not been too proper. Which means they need for account for the money that we EU been give for that project. Not that they're gonna take the money to eat them. But because documented it for sure say that's when I spend the money, so we consider that as an ineligible expenditure. That is expenditure we need for account for. And that money they go up to about 618,000 euros. You know the rapid growth where this country had been enjoyed before 2014 when Ebola came out of this country. For let EU can tell we say, because people are not able for account for doc for money properly, for return that money back. At this time when government they cry, at this time when government they try for leak or mend a wound, I think say not proper on the side of government.
So now EU asks for return of the money?
EU say the government for repay money back. But now could also tell DFID or they tell EU say or any other donor before you go direct to the councils for even deal with them if you come through the central.
I just want to ask how EU manage no say them misuse or anything like that happen.
Well normally when EU give money or DFID give money, they self get their own audit team. We can come from their own agencies then. They can go audit the money, how people they spend them. Because when they give them the money, they give them a benchmark, they give them format, the how one of our user, the process is the one of our follow. So if you don't follow that process, they then come, they ask for this, you not give them. They ask for this, you not give them. They will consider and say, you know, use the money. They will wait for user. So if you not use the money, they wait the money. So when EU asks say, government for refund that money, the government say, okay, we are not asking for refund 618,000 euro. We don't believe say that money did reach 618,000 euro. So Ministry of Finance, they send their internal auditing, their auditing. We don't do a lot of checks. So the money really began come down to about 318 to 320,000 euro. But even though that money don't come to that amount, but we still get for refund that money to EU.
So now on which basis we suspend it? For me, them pay before they wanna call them back.
No, we suspend them because one, we consider that as a misuse of public funds. Because if you never account for you never account properly, we can say that misuse of public funds. Also, we can look at and say some form of negligence of duty. You know, we generally think that we were able to attach to the day. So what we don't do, because of that day, the people that know say government are combra, but not to all kind of things we have to do to government, because we not believe say when this thing happens, government will say, okay, now left them. No. Then when they are they come, now other people then taxpayers' money. The European people them, they don't pay them on them day, they don't come, they say they will help we. And when they don't help we know we agree. And not only donor money, any money in this country will not account for them properly. They will investigate you.
But Minister, from the statements where they say one misuse of funds, also maybe na negligence of duty, you know if you say like una really need for do more research and try for establish the fact on this own.
The fact is that they're not able for account for the money where they spent. And when you need for account for the money where they spent, it is possible that either you misuse them, that's why you need for create come up with the document, or maybe you spend them judiciously, you actually do what you're supposed to do. But because you neglect your responsibility, you know, for put together the documents and way if people then come for audit you, you go able to provide that document and because you know just come to me say you buy this chair. What do you receive for sure say you buy this chair? You know just tell you say you go do what I will. What are the procedures that we follow? Did you follow procurement procedures? Did you raise vouchers? All them questions they need to go ask you.
So as it is now, it's clear now, say government will pay the money back to EU.
Government will don't write to EU. EU will don't say they will send their audit team again for kind of verify that money government say now, so far they're supposed to pay when at 318 to 20,000 euro. So even when EU will don't verify that day, you assume say EU verify them, it happens say the money come down to even 200,000 euro. It is still a fact that government never pay that amount.
What do you mean basically for me government pay back money to EU where EU belong this money for development purpose?
Government not the option. Government refund that money to EU. And if government refund that money to EU, where government for them put that money there for improve the life of people them, the poor people them, then somebody go use them, they not account for them properly. At least as a government and as a ministry, will not get no other alternative but for take the action necessary for level send similar to cancel them. It is no more business as usual, and like I said, the honeymoon is over. Would they do further investigations and hold on suspend them? Would they make let people and would they act at them position them? Once again, they are going to be on half salary, that is interdiction. And then on the day, they mean they for general services, basic services like for do wells, for do rehabilitation of centers, for do basic services for to the communities then.
For all some, the council.
Then before Bombardier District Council and Kailan District Council. But what you mean most people they now will suspend and then other councils then. Because that time they will implement the project na Kailan, the one that will be near that time they where the project will go on will suspend them. But most of them were not the Kailan again. Then they put down some then in Cambia. But what will they suspend them now? Whosoever you did, whether you didn't whether you don't retire, will they trace you?
Well, that's now the voice of the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Moi Wokaikai. Be the talk insider interview day to Fatima Sisi. Also, I be the explain about the 600,000 euro where it's a European Union being given to the Kailaun district and self Bombali district for make them go do some development seminar them. districts them, and inside DC make they don't suspend, but 16 council will command them now then 2 districts there. So the program where you listen to now midday show, and it meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get a chance to add your voice to the team them where they discuss that the program on the number 0779 81981, or you get a chance to listen to me online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Now make we relax and take a music break, after which we will continue with the program.
I hope that our visitors would listen to the song carefully, because it's true. They're trying their best to stop our progress with bad propaganda. I mean the foreign press. Bad things are blown out of proportion and spread all around. But the good things of the island they will never mention. Like our scholars have sit and passed every test. There's nothing but that in the foreign press. You know our music is rated amongst the best. There's nothing but that in the foreign press. But if a man steal a mango or breeze blow up a woman dress, bet your life we making headline in the foreign press. True, true. Lama bomba, lama bomba, lama bomba, lama bomba, lama bomba, lama bomba, lama. We had a little riot in this town. The headline it got, you'll swear the whole island was burning down. But I had to laugh when a visitor turned and say, what the fuss about?
Right, I hope so you don't enjoy that music that will be just give you inside the program. And if you just say tune in, remember say this time you news and current affairs program, the midday show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Make I just tell you some of the things that we don't discuss na the program. The director na the meteorological department, Ibrahim Kamara, say this hearing season salon no go get better rain, but go get a breeze we go blow because of the climate change, and this is say not good for the country. And the same way, so the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development don't confirm, say a ministry together with the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development does suspend, but 16 district council will command them from different council, and because they allege say then people here not be able for account for over 600,000 euro where the European Union be key to them for development na the Bombali and Kailaun district. And inside the studios I get me studio guest winner Peter Mark Jajua, winner the coordinator for Friends of Nature organization, winner students them from Comas as I also for talk on the environmental issue and the impacts we it creates on health. Mr. Jajua, now we they see now you like an organization they talk about environmental issue and safe the impact we it creates on health. Yes, you be just don't begin starts for talk with the malaria. What are some of the bad health implications and we the environmental issues then the cause?
Okay. One thing, malaria now one of the sickness we're gonna discuss here, we it just day on the increase, it no good long at all. And we know one day try for like no waiting at the cause for this, and more stop and more try for address and from the cause. And malaria now a sickness we all know say na mascara they transfer. And how did they come about? Now, one of the pressing environmental issues that we're going to discuss are the issue of waste management. We don't know really how to manage waste in this country. We don't know who say for tweet or tea. People they tweet or tea anywhere. Who say ever they tweet or tea and go to them, they tweet or tea the street. And whenever we get this kind of involvement there, this they create a way for let the mosquito get live and breed and produce other mosquito. Then where this they cause them for transmit the malaria. And with this, the only way for more to address this issue, for more put this on the decrease, that for more lower, if we clean, we surrounding, we always make sure say we surrounding clean, we always make sure say also we live, we handle properly, more friendly to we surrounding, to the community. If we do some of this kind of thing there, I think say Maria case that they will go down. But because of it, for this kind of thing, and the country outside dirty now with the but so many people we try for like clean the city now we do for the clean salon, clean Freetown, the Masada, and all the rest. All these are things that I think they would need for put preference on. I want make sure say also we leave more people country as clean as best as possible, and that's not the way forward for more decrease of some of this thing there. Because if not do this, the Maya case the always continue for day on the increase.
So not just malaria no more, on a just look at this specifically as you just did touch on.
No, we get
more get other health implication.
As I mean, say we get most of the health issues that relate to the environment. All that thing about the cholera, we like be the kind of typhoid, all that na sick then we related to the environment. Even the TB also related to the environment. We got that a respiratory tract disease there, we also related to the environment. So we get book sick there, and even as a group, we even plan for get a program. So we talk about the environment and health issues there. Program now, a program is we plan for meet various media houses in the country and to have a partner with them. So we come up with some of these issues there. Every week, we take like a particular system or a particular disease, we travel link them. How this sick related to the environment? So I put it with careful, no exactly. See, most of the sick then we would suffer as a country on the world. They related to the environment. As I be say, one thing about the environment and health, nothing that wouldn't go without the other. The environment and the health, they really link. So if your environment clean and you take part care of the environment, that means you don't take part care of yourself. You know, clean say they left your environment. That means say you know. Do the cleaning properly. So in that case, you need for like take care of both you and your environment for like live a healthier life. So go book our sickness as I be saying just now. Now Maria I told my because I had the most common one, typhoid and cholera, but now the one that we very common. Then we get explain that the we will know about the other book communicable disease there. We related to the environment, either directly or indirectly. Environment and health, nothing they wouldn't go without the other. So go for the couple with some of this program there as a group, try for like exercise the people there, for them know exactly. So also this now the strategy, because if they tell people there exactly about this environmental impact and the environmental issue and the impact on the health, I think that people will take them more seriously, because they know say whenever they harm the environment, they don't harm themselves. So in that case, we know say people then go watch this issue that, and they will take and see us, and they will begin to do things there where we will get positive impact on the environment. Also, let's talk about this deforestation where they go on every day now the country, bad sand mining, and we'll talk about this on but climate change as from the program we get. Now, all this there, this skin disease there, whenever we get a rise in temperature now the surrounding, we always expect say we'll get this skin disease, then we'll get this heat stroke and so many other things then. So also last say people did cause stick now you watch around the peninsula, don't clear a day, and whenever we get smoke in this country, we experience massive flooding. And this flooding had cause boku health impact on people, because whenever we get flooding, for no say like the water the was boku thing for cows and don't na the city, and put the spot where they live na the side of like bay,
Kube, Susan's Bay, and all aside in the country. When people don't realize that they are at a greater risk for experience health impact then. Like we have so many parasitic infections there. Where like this is cause. Like now you don't have to that doctor the way come you there at least for like you sick, you get some skin disease there, some parasitic infections there, we will experience. So we'll come up with this issue that whenever we visit the communities there, and then we'll tell them say some risk side they are, this is not good. And also put away the cost stick around, I think that we not good. Right? Because now we really expose as a nation. We really expose in the sense that any disaster will become will not prepared enough for like tackle as a nation. So now the best way for we in the way forward now we want to prevent prevention now the way forward now for we as a nation. And we tell for CC we plant more trees then put them with the habit for this bad sand mine less so because the sea level even set down right, and then they get great impact on the economy. Also watch in terms of the of agriculture now. We go and most of we fertile and land then don't be invaded by bad mining activities. Now put on the farmers then know they grow enough crops. Now we don't get food enough food in the country, and we also for more live a healthier life. We need a food that will contain all the nutrient there. Okay. So if we coach yourself, we don't get that for right about now. We don't get enough for say about Andy, I think say we really need for like this something and more to help for putting them in place for CC as a nation with some of these bad practices there, because if we not stop her in the near future we get for really suffer.
All right, I will come back to you in name and Peter Mark Jajua and him na the coordinator for Friends of Nature organization when our students them from Commerce as them they try for talk about environmental issues and the impact we it creates on health. The program now midday show they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981 or you watch we live on we Facebook page on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Send a text message to the team that we discussed at the program. We'll take another issue inside the program. Some time back, the Supreme Court be asked the Sierra Leone People's Party National Executive for redo the 31 lower level election them back. We make June 21. The National Executive Council, na the SLPP, NEC meeting, na the party headquarters Wednesday, June 21. Then be all the executive meeting, and according to the National Publicity Secretary at the Sierra Leone People's Party, Lahaya Lawrence Lima, say the National Executive Council hungry for redo the 39 lower level election them July 22nd, and self confirm say the council hungry for grab the three people with the last council being grieved for dread come out na the party inside one letter. They talk more to Mohammed Sheriff.
As a principal administrative organ of the party, when we meet, we get an agenda item of appeals court ruling in terms of trying to look for understand the ruling. We also look at expulsion of the one that we NEC bid expel during the last NEC meeting, and the set timetable also for the rerun of the 39 constituencies. We discuss issues around the by elections in Cambia, and then we adjourn for the next NEC meeting.
We have actually been there at this NEC meeting. We are strong stakeholders there.
Now, Chief Sumano Kapa in the second. Now, in chair of the meeting, all other national officers, including the deputy chairman and leader Bendidi, honorable members of parliament, then at the meeting, both the minority leader and the deputy minority leader, honorable Ansu, flagged their aspirants the middle because retired Brigadier Julius Madabio,
Dr. Yunkela Bendidi.
Other flagged their aspirants, intending flagged their aspirants, who are invited, Lawyer Timbo Bende in the meeting, Dr. Ali Kada Bende in the meeting. Of course, we invite them and them then come.
The two party them will be actually in a court with the SLPP lower level executive elections matter than be actually represented within the NEC meeting on our own?
The NEC meeting exclusively reserved for membership, except for a very prudent reason we decide to invite observers. And indeed, we invite observers them. We are the intending flag bearer aspirants. We open up to everybody.
Okay. Let me start for talk about the timetable for the lower level elections. What are we seeing in our discourse surrounding that?
Now that the court order below comes, we follow with the 39 constituencies. As a party and as the principal administrative organ of the party, we decide, say, we will go back to the basis, the drawing board, for beginner from the zonal, the sectional, chief dom, and then we come up to the region, I mean the constituencies, the districts, and the region.
What do NEC actually agree on? What are the dates we're going to put for we do the elections there?
Yes, according to the rules and regulations gazetted January 2016, the date where we start the lower level at the zonal level, we start on the 28th of June. When we finish, because the rules and regulations say we for observe 5 days interval, but then we know they take the other limb of the other elections at the end of the 5 days, we decide for extend them to the 6 days so that we really complete or exhaust that 5 days interval. Then from the 28th, they take the next limb to that is now the chiefdom, we take up on the 4th of July. From the 4th of July, we come on the 10th of July for conduct the constituencies. From the 10th of July, we conduct the constituencies, and on the 16th of July, we conduct the districts. From the districts, then we now come to the region. We are the 22nd of July, now we conduct the regional elections. From there, we get the next NEC meeting, we are the 29th of July, now we come the next NEC meeting. From there, we also comply with the Supreme Court ruling, we talk so we for publish the delegate list for 21 days. So when we come the next NEC meeting on the 29th, we adopt the delegate list. Now the NEC meeting, from there we publish them for 21 days. And in that NEC meeting as well, now they set the date for the next National Delegate Conference.
Plenty of people will expect where the council don't meet, actually for them pull a date for the convention of this.
No. You know, as a political party, you got to be strategic. We operate within a democratic environment of which not only are the only political party.
You not think the SLPP one way or the other time actually they beat the party?
I think SLPP they're on the right track, because we don't set date, say, the next NEC meeting for be the 29th of July. And in that next NEC meeting on the 29th of July, dates for the next delegate conference, they come up.
Let me talk about the expulsion when NEC actually look into. What actually in that discourse surrounding that?
Well, we reaffirm the decision of NEC, the last NEC meeting. The last NEC meeting, but they expel people for engage in activities who are not conform with the ideals of the party, such as
other than people.
One, Victor Sherif, Alex Cabo, and Alusan Bangura. These are people among the party will expel.
Then are people maybe not take the SLPP lower level executive elections gonna court.
Well, yes.
Then so is it that in the confirm say the next meeting with the don't greasy therefore put them outside the party?
Yes, because you know what you do, then people here put their own personal interests over the overall objective of the party.
Which is you not think say this is another old the dig within the SLPP again?
If well now anybody writes for go court for seek a redress, whether the decision will not take it correct or not correct.
Let not think say that the human rights of them people are actually they don't abuse one way or the other.
No. The Soviet People's Party, we consider ourselves to be the government in waiting, where they form the next government of this country. Part of the agenda of any political party for takeover governance, you for able for also believe in the rule of law. And how you ensure say you believe in the rule of law? First, now when you yourself able for uphold and properly implement your internal rules and regulations, we as the party don't implement to the fullest the rules and regulations and also provisions of the party's constitution where regard discipline, especially the certain members of the party then conducts not conform with rules and regulations and philosophies of the party. In a nutshell, the National Executive Council, in fact today, I also want to also inform the media and the general public, say today they don't elevate me from an acting capacity to now a substantive holder of the publicity secretary of the Swelling People's Party, that I'm no longer in acting capacity. And that aspect of the agenda come under filling of vacancies. Then essentially in this entire meeting today we not get now that we don't able for set up a timetable for we run the 39 constituencies, and from there we will come for next meeting again on the 29th of July. Also we will set dates for the next delegate conference, and from there we will move as a family. And once we don't go, the delegates that make their decision, we will come back to Sierra Leoneans them for give them that credible alternative. We will go for camping the APC Commoner Power on the 7th of July 2018.
Well, in name Nalahai Lawrence Lima and him na the National Publicity Secretary for the Sierra Leone People's Party has been the talk inside our interview day to be reporter Muhammad Sherif. The program we did listen to na midday show. Now we dey go for Well Body Corner.
This is Well Body Corner, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. Inside the Well Body Corner today, we go talk about waiting you for do for Epman pile by you where you get them. Pile, nothing where you get them painful because you go to scratch and bleed, where that can make you not comfortable at all, as you go always they feel torment. Well body people them advice say for tap the torment and make you always they feel fine. Now for avoid for strain you safe. Anytime you feel for toilet, go the wash with warm water and salt for reduce the scratch by you. Go the put ice block na the side where they at you for reduce the swelling. Go the eat all grain, beans, vegetables and fruits for make you pile go the ambogi bad one. Go the apply ointment so that you go able toilet free one. Avoid for go they take medicine them when your doctor not tell you for take, as that's good for a well body one. Stay tuned to Radio Democracy for another edition of Well Body Corner with me, Princess Pierce.
Alright, that's the Princess Pierce with Well Body Corner. The program where you listen to na midday show and they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81981, or you watch me live on we Facebook page on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now I go back to my studio guest Wena Peter Mark Jajwa, and in a coordinator for Friends of Nature organization. When I student them from Comas, then set up this organization for talk about environmental issues and the impacts we it creates on health. Now you don't talk about the targeted people them wanna get for start with, then are the schools and all of that. Tell me when una go start all of this.
Okay, presently we dey work on a project with school sanitation, hygiene and waste management. We project me though presently work on her, and immediately we don't do that project day, we go submit and so we sponsors there, especially the Environmental Protection Agency. We like now from there this whole idea emanate from, and we'll therefore see how we want to know exactly what are the scientific conditions that various schools then tag and the city air force when our freedom. Then later on we'll try for extend that to other partner countries there, to other partner country. With that, I think say we're gonna have schools and travel synthesize exactly about environmental issues and try for know what they need for do for let them keep the school environment safe and clean, for let them prevent themselves from various sickness or disease then. Because we'll be seeing from during the bullet, we'll be get this hand washing, we like now be iteration, we'll be there, we up to now like nothing we need for it do, but some side then don't avoid. And so like what have we enforce some of this thing that more see exactly at this school, they are waiting exactly now the standing scientific conditions there. So then now the immediate project will get at hand, and with that project day, after we don't done, because as I be saying at the beginning of the program, presently we don't work on the questionnaires them. This questionnaire they go over distribute at these schools there, because then a real method would they use for the research. We not the questionnaires they would give the school picking there, and we ask them various questions at the question. We go answer, and from there we go know if the sanitary condition at the schools then if good or not. Then from there we go exactly make a proposal and submit them to we partners there, and try for see how we implement some of these issues there. Then we get all the various project then who the target. Also with the try for target like tree planting, therefore like outside various partner of the country, we like they don't become deforested, and we think say in necessary forest area they are be afforested back, therefore engage
various stakeholders then we involved in some of these issues there, and try for advocates for do this now this various part of the country. As I say, we get so many organizations in the country we like get for deal with environmental issues. We depend body now the Environmental Protection Agency. We now then the we formed by the Act of Parliament. We now get they get the power for like handle most of the environmental issues there. Name like now with them with the partner with directly now we in the doing launching now the founder. And they do very well, although some of these organizations we like the some people they see them as enemies there because they say and see that they embark them which they want because of their own selfish reasons. We like okay. I think see so this organization are going to who need for embrace as a nation because environmental issues are issue of national concern, not just for we now but generation yet unborn.
Right, meaning this on awareness reasons we wanna get for do so wanna get the full support in terms of money and all of that for carry out on activities them for target schools and all of that.
Yeah, as I say, yeah, like finance get for be a major challenge to we, but like for now we they partner with EPA and since we start the sponsor we launch in and all that and we don't forget we don't forget a full sponsorship from there. Whereas still we put all the burden pardon because they said they get other who they do. So like we try for meet other institutions then we also involve in environmental issues. It's really like the National Protected Air Authority and we get other both NGOs organizations that will also try for meet because like we don't form the this group we not just want like sit down one like do what in do the work for my for and try for create the impact we would think say it need for be created.
Just like how you say on the try for do the work on I want for do and create the impact really within really on and I want for achieve and this whole environmental issues and the impact on the health.
At the end, with this, we want to care for CC, the young, especially the youth and the school picking there, learn care for like, learn get a change of mind. Like, no, because situation they now, that means say, we say for like, say come, say, okay, it's fine for more, continue so. So, whatever create that podium or want to create a podium most of will see the youth then and school picking them more careful get a change of mentality especially in relating to environmental issues more to be friendly to environment let people embrace this and also the communities then let travel know say the environment and on the cell go for leave. And we need to be friendly to nature.
All right, La Olude Peter Mark Chajwa. Make a read few text message. We don't come inside the 0779-81981 inbox. This one say I think their targets is to have environmental medicine stroke health as the front line approach to the health issues in the nation as a whole, and this they say much has been given to clinical community and possibly occupational medicine or health, but all the health menace faced with are being related to our environment. Please let us give those guys the platform to address health issues from the environmental perspective. Bravo friends of nature commerce. And this text we send this text message, no send a name. This other one again we I will read inside the program. They talk about the SLPP. Say SLPP them na big joker na yeah with waiting we don't see this 9 year of APC. No, we devote APC back, and this they come out from Chris, right? This other one again, we go read inside the program. Say our education is going from bad to worse. We are really below the likes of Ghana, Nigeria, and others. Let's restore okay, this text no look clear. Where you dey send a text message, send them clear one so that we go able for read them inside the program. This last one I go take because them don't dey catch. We say salon politics get boku alahala. We need for imitate international best practice, and this they come out from Barry Chelsea at Duazak, right? I will take this last one and come quick to me guest. We go give a last word for the program. This one say our election need to be free and fair for the security of our land. We have gone through so many things, and this they come out from Chelsea na Duazak. All right, quick one, Paul Mark Jajwa, waiting that you final word we go and say to people them. Less than 1 minute.
My last one are that more see we environment as friendly, more take we environment friendly, more be friendly to nature, and make sure say we keep the environment clean, because that are the only way to good health. We need for be friendly to surrounding and to we nation as a whole, because not only by this we will attain sustainable development.
All right, thank you very much. In name na Peter Mark Jajwa, and him na the coordinator for Friends of Nature organization from College of Medicine and Allied Health Science, Comas Asedenayaso, for talk about the environmental, beyond the talk about the environmental issue and the impact we it don't create, we it creates on health. Thank you so much for being part of this program.
Thank you.
Right, well, now, so this program midday show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague them. We don't go out for bring on a different report them, and to my producer Alex Lawrence Koma and Khadija Bangura and the rest of the production team. Otis Parkinson, we give the technical support. Moses Kavura, we na Inombi, we photographer. Thank you so much. You don't listen and you don't send your text message to the program. Thank you very much. Me, we bring this edition of your program to you today. Me na Elizabeth Ali Blango, but continue for the listening to Radio Democracy for the very best in radio broadcasting. Good afternoon.